Hello, lovies. This is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC and Mystical Charms here on Universal Spirit Podcast. We are now into our 11th season. I can't believe we made it this far. And this season, we will be talking about biblical astrology, or astrology that is found and mentioned in the Bible, the mainstream Bible, the King James Bible, and many versions of the Bible. The reason why we are talking about this is because astrology has been a very taboo thing among Christianity and Christians, and it's considered to be something to be debunked. It is borderline, you know, a pseudoscience. It is debated whether it is spiritual or if it's just science, but in my opinion and in my research, astrology is both spiritual and scientific. Mainly, astrology is debunked or even mentioned or talked about because it gives way to another force other than the Christian God to be responsible for miraculous events, miracles, and just things that have occurred that would consider to be supernatural or coming from people who are ordained by God or coming from God himself. Astrology kind of puts that to bed and says it's because of astrological movements that move people, and the signs that you're born under and the houses that rule you are the cause of these, you know, things, acts or events. And if you were to dive deeper into that, no Christian would in fact believe in God anymore. So they have completely, you know, made it taboo and made it something to be feared, mocked, or even hated. However, the Bible does mention astrology very often, in some ways, in positive ways and negative ways. It is included in the story and even the coming of Jesus Christ. It is referenced in many situations where there's war, you know, angel encounters and spiritual encounters. So I want to speak about that because I believe more in science rather than religion, but I also believe in spirituality. And spirituality is very much watered down in the Christian religion. I'm not here to argue, so to speak. I'm here to just bring to light the many, 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 many times that astrology is in fact mentioned in the Bible. And it is slightly contradictory to what it says in the Bible and how it is interpreted by people of the Christian faith. So I welcome you all, lovies, to take this journey with me. I haven't quite set up how I'm going to break these scriptures down or how I'm going to categorize them or dichotomize them, but I will get as many as I can. I have linked my sources in this episode, so those will be the sources I will be using in reference to the information that I have found, and of course including my own research of, you know, knowledge that I have over the years. I've studied astrology, and we're gonna put it all together to make it make sense. All right, lovey, so this is just the introduction, and I will see you in the very first episode, where we start to dissect biblical astrology.